This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Free. Main feature of the site allows you to interact with other listeners in that you get to submit different suggestions. Other listeners vote on whether they like them or not. Suggestions for perhaps us to use on the air or suggestions for other listeners to check out, like maybe a great video that you found on YouTube or a news article of interest. Whatever it is you want, you submit it to the site, then everybody votes, and then the most voted up make it on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
All those other talk show hosts out there, you pay for their websites. It's all top down. They give you information distributed. Yeah. Free Talk Live is interactive, and the listener, the web viewer, browser person, they're the ones in control.
Well, all right, so we're going to continue here. You can bring up absolutely anything, take control of the airwaves, and then coming up, we get a chance. We'll tell you about what that madman down in Maricopa County has done, or what his minions have done to a woman that was under their care at their facility, their correctional facility. We'll tell you how they corrected her right to her grave and have, of course, zero consequences for it as well.
Well, she's not wrong now, is she?
Let's continue, though, with your phone calls. Bill is listening to KMED in Medford, Oregon. Hello, Bill. Bill, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty much agree with the balanced report on the unions and management. Where I would probably say that there was a little bias showing is an indication. I agree that there are criminals in the system and those sorts of things. But where it comes to saying that unions have an unfair advantage with government, do you realize how much money BP, for instance, spends on lobbying activities? All these corporations lobby, and that's their access to politicians.
I agree completely with what you're saying.
So I'm saying, that in all fairness, I don't think there's that much. I would very much appreciate it if they would rule out both. If they said no union lobbying and no business lobbying, but that's not going to happen.
Well, what you're right about here is that the unions and the corporations are all lobbying, and I'd imagine unions are corporations now too.
Yes.
But they're all lobbying for control over the gun in the room. They're all trying to use the violence of government to their own benefit. And what they don't realize is that the more you turn to that as a solution, the worse things get just in general. So you're right about what you're saying.
Yeah, and I abhor violence from any source. I'm a peace-loving man, but I don't know, you look at it from a historical perspective, and you have the same thing as you were describing, that the scabs and strikebreakers came in early. Now the shoe's somewhat on the other foot, and everybody's saying, unions got to go. Well, I think there's a place for unions, and I think there's a place for sitting down at the negotiating table and working it out together, but we're becoming such a divisive society that you just don't see people trying to cooperate anymore.
Right, and that's because, and the reason why, in my opinion, and I think you're right about that, is because there is that gun out there, the guns of government, the violence of the violent monopoly, as Barack Obama described it, and he's absolutely right about that. It's this gang of criminals that are willing, if you can manage to lobby them the most and line their pockets and do things for them, that they will do things for you, and then it will somehow benefit you. And you're right, it creates division between people. In fact, government feeds off of that division. The more divided people are, the more they will feel upset that the other side has gotten control of the government, and so they will work back, and they'll lobby even harder.
It cuts across party lines also. Whoever's in there, you put them all in a sack. My contention is you put them all in a sack, shake the sack, pour them out. They're all going to hit the ground at the same time.
They're all the same to me. They're all the same as far as I'm concerned.
Political parties, right. Yeah, yep. I think political parties are, are kind of archaic to
Again,
you know,
it's
true democracy or a true republic, you know. I think
no, political parties with the way that the founding fathers wrote this 230-year-old technology called the Constitution, they made a winner-take-all system. And because there's only one person can win, that the parties essentially had – it has to be a two-party system. I think that if you want to get rid of two parties, you have to do what so many people consider to be unthinkable. You have to set the Constitution on fire, and that's the only way you're going to get rid of them.
Bill,
well,
I agree.
No, it's almost an insoluble. But one of the things about it, we had back in those days, we had statesmen. Now we have politicians. I think that's the difference between.
They've always been people in search of power.
The drafters of the Constitution, by and large, were people that were put country first and.
What does that mean?
Well, what you mean? Putting country first?
Yeah, that's meaningless. It's a meaningless statement. What does that mean to you?
No, I don't think that it's. Like I said, I'm 78 years old, and if it meant today sending an 18 or a 20 year old into combat, I'd rather go myself. I consider myself a patriot. I spent two enlistments in the military. I don't think that the country should be above individual rights, but I do think that we have to think of the country in terms of what is best for the country.
I don't even understand that. What is best for the country?
Well, when our legislators are voting on laws instead of who gave the most of their re-election campaign.
I think what would be best for the country is for them to shut down Washington, D.C. I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Because what does it mean to say what's best for the country? Really, what that means is what I think is best for everybody, right? What I think is best for all these people within a certain certain geographic area.
I think what he was trying to say, and I have to agree with him, that we would probably be better off if politicians weren't making the decision, how can I best get reelected? How can I benefit the people that got me elected? More so they were trying to do what they felt was right. At the very least, a principled person is it's easy. I would prefer to have a principled person who's mistaken than a thief that wants to do anything that they can in order to get power and retain it. And I feel we have far too much of that in D.C.
Okay, that's fine, Mark. But, of course, reality strikes and says that if you have positions of power, then those who seek it will be the ones that are mostly looking for it.
I agree entirely. Yeah. That the silliness of it all is that the idea that you're going to place these positions of power and that the most
holy men will come in.
Yeah, right, that only good people will run for it, that even good people would run for it. Because, honestly, what kind of sociopath it takes in order to win office on a national level, especially some of the bigger seats out there, it's frightening. So the idea that, the guy with the R on his chest, he's a good one. Well, no. I mean, basically what you're saying is the guy with the R on his chest is slightly less bad than the guy with a D in his chest, or vice versa, whichever side it is that you happen to pick. And I think that, from that standpoint, we need to, take a whole new look at the way that humans interact and limit behavior of other violent humans, because that's what government essentially is there for, is to limit the behavior of violent people, whether in the sense of a national government to protect us from foreign nations.
But they don't limit themselves.
Right. They are a violent organization.
Right. They are the ones that are inherently violent. Everything they do is backed by violence or the threat of violence, because if you don't go along with their demands, they may very well put you in a cage. And if you don't want to go to the cage and try to defend yourself, they're going to shoot you. And so one of the things that they do is they use this divisive factor. He was mentioning the divisiveness of this country. They divide people into different interest groups and they pit them against one another. And they create enemies, the terrorists, the immigrants, the drug dealers, the communists, the Japs. There's always some sort of enemy that the government can point to and say, see, it's their fault, when it's the government people that are the ones that are aggressing wholesale against everybody out there. They don't want you to see that, so they're busily putting all these divisive distractions in your way, something for you to get busy with instead of realizing what the real scam is. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make-money-from-home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website. We've got a webcam. You want to watch the show? You can. You can listen, watch, and chat. We've got the chat room built into the same page, and it's all free. Brought to you by MemoryDealers.com. The chat room and cam, you can access it by going to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam. www.freetalklive.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, XFPs, X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on new used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. For the average folks out there that don't need optical transceivers, it's memorydealers.com. Their stuff's in stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls and go to James, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Hello, James. James?
Hello, how are you?
Super, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, going to change subject just a little bit. I had an interesting interaction with a police officer some weeks ago, and I just can't get it out of my mind. It's one of the strangest things that's ever happened to me. I was having a discussion with my then girlfriend at high noon in the downtown area, and we had had a miscommunication, if you will, a couple of days earlier. And so I saw her on the street, and I walked up to her, and, you know, I was trying to determine where our relationship was. Well, she starts crying because women like to cry a lot, and she started crying. She's not bawling, you understand. She's just, you know, sobbing, you know, real softly.
Gotcha.
And we're just talking very softly. There's no animation. There's no shouting. There's nothing. We're just standing there talking. Well, apparently somebody, some busybody, which, by the way, America has become a nation of busybodies with the advent of the cell phone. Some busybody.
Oh, I don't know. They've been around.
Yeah, they were busybodies. Well, they just weren't as well armed.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, it's a whole lot easier now to dial 911 than ever before.
Sure.
So someone apparently saw this woman crying on a sidewalk at high noon and calls the cops. So the cop shows up, and he pulls up closer to her than me and asks her if everything's okay, to which she replies, yes, everything's okay, you know. And so I'm thinking, you know, the cop's going to leave. But he doesn't. He sits there. Now, I'm trying to hold a private conversation with my lady friend so, you know, we can get things straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting right there listening. And finally, I peeked in the car. I said, hey, pal, everything's okay here. Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong here. And, again, he doesn't make a move to leave. He sits there. And I'm thinking, what in the heck is going on here? Well, he asked her, my friend then at the time where she worked. It was lunchtime. She told him a couple of blocks away. And he says, how about I take you to work? To which she replies, no, thanks. You know, that's okay. So another minute passes, and I'm trying to, you know, hold a conversation without him hearing it.
Sure.
And he then, at this point, opens his car door and says, come on, let me go ahead and take you to work. At which point, she finally gives in and gets in the car. And I said, you know, is this the end of it, or what are we doing here? And she gets in the car and leaves. Now, I'm standing there like an idiot after a government official took my relationship away from me for no reason at all other than the fact that she was a little upset. And the more I think about that, I'm thinking, you know, has it finally come down to the point when government officials, i.e. in this case police department, is going to pick up every crying woman they see on the street and run off with them? Because the police cars are going to be full of crying women. And there was absolutely no reason for that. And I thought, you know, if I were the cop, and after two people told me everything was fine, I would have maybe driven around the block, maybe parked off at a distance and watched or something like that. But for the government to interfere in a personal's private relationship like that, that just doesn't sit well with me at all.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, I definitely share your concerns there. It's really busy. I mean, the busybody of the cop in that particular case, it was none of his business. She told him that she was fine. And I agree with you that if he wanted to make sure that she wasn't just saying that, he could have observed from a distance to ensure that you didn't strike her or something. That, you know, that's what he might have been thinking. You know, like you said, Mark, it's pretty rude of him to just sit there like that and monitor your conversation.
Yeah, there's something real spooky about that, fellas.
Agreed.
I think.
So, anyway, I just...
Oh, you still there?
Yeah.
Were you going to say anyway what?
No, I said it was real spooky. I just thought I'd bring that up. That I've never experienced anything like that.
Did
you
find out what the officer's name was, just out of curiosity?
Sort of. But, you know, I'm not interested in pursuing it.
No, then nothing you could do anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And I just thought, I wonder if this is a new trend, that people cannot interact, you know, assuming they're interacting safely, even if someone's a little upset, that the police don't haul them off to, quote, protect them, unquote.
Well, it goes back to something that we kind of touched on before, and it's that people don't solve problems on their own these days. They don't even, in many cases, won't even make an effort. And obviously, it's a very general statement. It's not fair of me to say people, but a lot of people won't just try to work things out with one another. They'll call the cops in. If there's a problem with the neighbor, they call the cops rather than going over and knocking and speaking to somebody like a neighbor would talk to you. And it's just because people have become desensitized or less personal with one another because they feel like there's this violent tool. Well, why should I have to go and do any negotiating, or why should I go and have to act like, you know, a friendly person when I can just call these men with guns and uniforms over and they'll just intimidate people into doing what I want them to?
Yeah, well, I have a comment I'd like to say, but you guys wouldn't like it.
Go ahead.
Well, I really hate to say this, but it just strikes me odd that it seems like our government, at least in my case, under this circumstance, they're out to break up the heterosexual relationship while promoting the homosexual relationship. Now,
yeah,
I know you're not going to like that,
I'd say that's pretty weird.
This is odd.
I would say saying that sounds paranoid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But then again, I never dreamed that a cop would haul my girlfriend off just because we're sitting there having a conversation where she.
I think that was just the cop being a hero, thinking he was being a hero to a woman.
That's what I think. I think he was overstepping. You know, the sort of, if you want to be a superhero, you're going to have a difficult time finding these crimes on the streets. You know, so you know, here he has a weeping woman. I suppose that there's a chance that it could have escalated. You know, 1 in 100 of these scenarios where a guy's talking to a weeping woman could escalate into him, I don't know, smacking her around or something. So I suppose he could have been, you know, waiting for that to happen. But in the process, he acted very strangely.
Maybe he thought she was attractive and figured he could put the moves on her.
You're not the first person that's told me that.
So, and by the way, the idea that the government could somehow promote homosexuality is pretty absurd. Knowing the gay people that I've known, they've been gay since they even were interested in anybody. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. It was just something that was natural for him. I don't think any amount of propaganda would necessarily make gay people. That's how they're born. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits 2 powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's toll free. 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is where you want to go, and you'll find the features are free. Those other talk show hosts in the business, they want to charge you for their sites. We give it away. So enjoy, including stuff like our webcam and listening options, live streams, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. You can go over to freetalklive.com and find it all on the house.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page. We'll make it one of any child's favorite. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com. See some samples there and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. freemarketunderdog.com, An Island Called Liberty.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls about what you want, and we go to John listening in Charleston to WSCFM. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to talk to you about what I saw, the corruption I saw in unions, but you guys got me on a whole other topic now.
Go wherever you want to go, John. Go for
it. All right. I'm in the insurance industry, and I'm not about to try and defend the insurance industry. We've owned every president, I think, since the beginning of time. But what I do want to talk about is what's happened on this health care bill. You know, the president came out wanting to push his health care bill, and you never saw the insurance industry really strike out and fight back. You never saw them spend one dime on a commercial. You never saw them spend one dime in newspaper ads or any type of print media. In actuality, the insurance industry, I believe, was letting the president, and I've heard this from presidents of, one of the very high people within one of the major insurance companies told me, he says, Chaz, we play those guys in Washington like monkeys in a circus. They let them push this health care bill through. They want this bill secretly to go through, I believe, because they will be selling supplemental insurance to offset how lousy that health care bill will be, because it will be the equivalent of Medicaid or Medicare, in which case, if it's like Medicare, you need to buy a supplement to offset the cost of what Medicare doesn't pay. If it's Medicaid, you'll need to buy a supplement.
So they're expecting that they're going to get mandatory business out of this, which is... It figures that that they would be in support of it, just like in the same way that Philip Morris was recently in support of some recent tobacco regulations. Because and it's very short-term thinking on their part, because eventually it's going to put them out of business.
Well, I don't know if it'll put them out, because what happens is, in the lines of Medicare virtually, I'm just going to use the number 80%, because that's generally what is the cost share of the government under Medicare, and then the beneficiary pays the 20% that the government doesn't pay. The reason we do so well Medicare supplements is because we get to continuously raise the prices of our supplements, but the government is carrying 80% of the exposure. If they have a universal health care system, I'm going to be going to somebody like yourself and saying, okay, you really can't get your insurance from directly from your employer anymore. And I'm going to say, how's your insurance work? Do you want to go sit down in that doctor's office and wait a half a day to see a doctor? Do you want to have to schedule your appointments 4, 6, 8 weeks out in advance? Or do you want to buy a supplemental insurance, which is going to allow you to expedite your health care needs in a much quicker and more freedom of choice of who you want to go see? So the insurance industry is just laying back on this. Now, they... came out.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Aren't they, by this healthcare legislation, being forced to essentially pay for people that already have pre-existing conditions? Isn't that going to be an incredible cost?
Well, yeah, but if we go to where they are headed on this, they're headed towards universal healthcare. That's the ultimate goal of the Democratic Party, is to have universal healthcare.
Well, that would put the insurance companies out of business entirely.
Well, no, because what will happen is it'll be a process of evolution. It'll evolve.
If that's what you want to call it.
Yeah. I guess. Let's say a transition. There'll be a transition over to supplemental insurance. Now, that's just the health side.
What makes you believe they're still going to have any form of non-governmental insurance under the so-called universal health care system?
Because the government, we basically own every guy in Washington, and they're going to allow us to do it, just as they did with the...
I see. So it'll be some sort of a fascist universal health care system then, basically.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say a fascist, yeah.
Right? I mean, Mark, would that sound right to you?
Fascist is the marrying of corporations with the government, so...
In that capacity, yes, because if you look at it now, what's transitioning right now, I'll give you an example. Medicare beneficiaries have an option to receive their Medicare benefits straight from Medicare, or they can choose what's called a Medicare Advantage plan, where the government takes the money they would normally spend on a Medicare beneficiary, and they average it about $900 a month. Okay, the numbers vary, but the average is about $900 a month on each Medicare beneficiary. If they go to a doctor or not, they allocate that much money for that individual. Well, instead of the beneficiary, the person 65 or whoever's on Medicare, instead of them receiving their benefits directly from the government allows them to have that money sent to a private insurance company, and now the private insurance company provides the benefits.
Hmm.
I deal very heavily in those. We actually provide better benefits, lower out-of-pocket costs to the beneficiary,
sure.
And we can demonstrate that actually Medicare beneficiaries are...
And you said that's called supplemental? That's supplemental to Medicare?
No, it's not a supplemental. Supplemental is one of the other options.
What is that one called that you were just describing?
It's called Medicare Advantage.
Hmm.
Medicare Advantage. And there is no primary, there's no secondary, okay? Medicare just kind of sits behind the scenes, and now the private insurance company is the one who now pays all the claims And then the beneficiary needs to see doctors that accept that insurance.
And the money comes from Medicare, basically. I see where you're coming from. It's very interesting. And I'm glad you called tonight because it's very, I think, revealing having somebody on the inside of the business telling us things about this. Now, how about this, Steve? What do you think that, how many big insurers are there out there in the country right now today? I mean, what a handful?
No, you've got about, there's about 1,600 insurance companies, and we figure over the next 20 years it's probably going to reduce down to somewhere around 1,000 insurance companies. But in the health market, I can tell you the area I deal in, the senior market, within the next 2 to 3 years, and I got this from one of the presidents of a major insurance company, actually one of the biggest, he figures in our area of Medicare Advantage, where now there's probably, I'm going to roughly say maybe 100 companies maximum offering Medicare Advantage. In the next few years, it's going to get down to 3 to 4 because we are allowing, the insurance companies are allowing the government to place restrictions on us as agents and on the insurance companies, the government thinking that they're winning the game. They're allowing them to place restrictions on insurance companies where the small companies can no longer compete. The small independent insurance agencies like me cannot compete. And what's happening is, through these government restrictions, only the big companies can survive, and they're going to end up dominating the market. So the government is thinking that they're outsmarting the insurance companies. They're actually playing right into their hands.
Oh, they're all working together, likely.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's just how the system works, is that the big companies have the money to give to the politicians to be able to lobby for the kind of restrictions that they want, which then limits competition in that arena, and it just gets smaller and smaller and fewer companies, and they're larger and larger.
John, if there are 1,600 health insurance companies out there, how come when I...
Not health insurance, just roughly insurance companies.
How many health insurers do you think there are across the country?
In my market dealing, in my area, maybe, I'm going to ballpark it, but maybe 100.
Yeah, because when I was looking for health insurance a couple of years ago, I found two from which I could choose in New Hampshire. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And they're going to just devour one another over time. They're going to take over accounts. And then eventually when they go out of business, the government could take them over. Or you get the fascist situation like he was describing.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show? There are different ways to do that. One of them is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do it for as little as $3 a month. Now, remember, we give you the features on the site for free, so this is above and beyond all that. This is if you want to help Free Talk Live, say, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal. Some alternative options are available as well. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and more. So head on over, get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com.
From coast to coast, police power is increasing every day. If it comes down to our word against theirs, we lose almost every time. The only chance that we have of protecting ourselves is by videotaping the police and putting it online. Have your video camera ready to use at any time. They have guns, we've got cameras. At freedomcam.net, you can get the smallest video spy cameras delivered to your door for only $49. Protect yourself and help support the idea of the ideas of liberty. Go to freedomcam.net. Order now. Get a free laser pointer flashlight at freedomcam.net.
All right. Here's a story out of Maricopa County that I mentioned earlier from Phoenix New Times. And this is a website we've shared something from before. They are fairly critical of one of the most thuggish, violent, sadistic criminals wearing a badge and a uniform in this country. His name is Joe Arpaio. You might have heard of him. He touts himself
as... a lot of good press.
He touts himself as the baddest-ass sheriff in the country or whatever. I don't know what his exact title is, but that's he loves himself and loves to promote how great he thinks Joe Arpaio is and blah, blah, blah. So the Maricopa County Attorney's Office has chosen not to prosecute Arizona Department of Corrections staff in the death of an inmate, Marsha Powell. Now, Powell, who's 48 or was 48, died on May 20th of 2009 after being kept in a human cage in Goodyear's Perryville Prison for at least 4 hours in the blazing Arizona sun. This despite a prison policy limiting such outside confinement to a maximum of 2 hours. the county medical examiner found
this is the old hot box routine. They used this in Florida at one point. It was in Cool Hand Luke, as a matter of fact. It's been outlawed, as far as I understood, everywhere.
The county medical examiner found the cause of death to be due to complications from heat exposure. Her core body temperature upon examination, 108 degrees Fahrenheit. She suffered burns and blisters all over her body. Witnesses say she was repeatedly denied water by corrections officers, though the COs deny this. The weather the day she collapsed from the heat, May 19th, and she died.
I cannot see a corrections officer. Knowing corrections officers as I have, as intimately as I have, I can't see them being real excited about running water out to some convict in a cage out in the sun.
And these are the corrections officers working in Maricopa County as well.
Well, I don't know if they're better or worse. I'm just telling you my experience.
She suffered burns and blisters. The heat that day, the weather, the day she collapsed from the heat exhaustion, it arched over 107 degrees. According to a 3,000-page report released by the ADC, she pleaded to be taken back inside but was ignored. Similarly, she was not allowed to use the restroom. When she was found unconscious, her body was covered with excrement from soiling herself. Powell, who was serving a 27-month sentence for...
drugs.
No, you were wrong. You're wrong.
Immigration?
No.
One more,
and then you're out.
Are we talking about a vice crime here?
Yes.
Okay. Prostitution.
Prostitution. She was in for 27 months for prostitution. And I think this is, by the way.
For going through, this is the weird thing, one of these weird things. It is legal to have sex with whomever you wish.
Mm-hmm.
It is legal to do work for money. It is illegal to have sex for money. What kind of weird scenario is this?
I don't know. It's some kind of holdover of Puritanism. It's terrible. It's the world's oldest profession, and it's not going to go away simply because you lock women in cells that are 107 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's an easy way to make money. I'm not saying it's a safe profession. I'm not recommending it as a profession. I think it's a bad idea.
It's pretty safe out in Nevada where it's legal.
Right, where it's legal, sure. Illegal makes it unsafe.
Right. Just like everything that they prohibit becomes less safe. It becomes far more dangerous to use drugs and to sell them because of prohibition. It becomes far more dangerous to be a prostitute or to use the services of a prostitute because of prohibition. Anyway, nonetheless, we can talk more about prostitution, but let me give you some more information on this story. She expired after being transported to West Valley Hospital, where the ADC director made the decision to have her life support suspended. Now, that director lacked the authority to do this, but that's another story which you can read about over on the Phoenix New Times. ADC conducted its own criminal investigation into itself regarding Powell's agonizing demise. The information the author here has indicates the ADC submitted its conclusions to the county attorney earlier this year. They were seeking charges of negligent homicide against at least seven CIs. As well as related charges against other prison staff. But why didn't the county attorney's office pursue those charges? Well, apparently they didn't think they could prevail in court. County attorney spokes bureaucrat issued the following terse statement. There is insufficient evidence to go forward with a prosecution against any of the named individuals. He emailed me, declining to elaborate further. Donna Hamm, the advocacy group Middle Ground Prison Reform, wasn't buying it. She said, having read the bulk of those 3,000 pages of reports, she told me if someone in a prosecutorial position can't find a crime in those pages, they have absolutely no credibility, in my opinion. I'm sorry, the fix is in here. I mean, it's the same old story of the government guys backing each other up and protecting one another.
Well, what they understand is that they open themselves up to lawsuits, then their employer is going to be sued to the tune of, you know, whatever, millions of dollars. Then they, as citizens of wherever they live, are going to have to pay it. And they're, as employees of that employer, are going to be, their budgets are going to be diminished. So they it's in their interest, in the interest of the organizations that investigate, well, themselves, to not find anybody guilty. Sometimes, and it happens all the time in there that the politics will, they'll use the system against each other in sort of a political fashion. I've seen investigations go on in that way. One guy with more power likes one guy with less power and he uses the system to go after him. But when you've got just one of the nobodies, the citizens involved with the somebodies, the cops or the bureaucrats or whomever, well then, the system closes ranks and begins to protect itself.
Ham noted the guards passed Powell several times throughout her stay in the cage, and that some mocked her pleas for water.
Sure. Well, that I believe, because, you know, like I said, got a lot of experience with...
Are you thirsty?
Yeah.
Oh, is it hot in the cage out in the sun?
As for CO's claims that the corrections officer's claims that Powell was given water, Ham countered that Powell's eyes were as dry as parchment and that the autopsy results show there were no signs of hydration. Remember, the woman had a core temperature of 108 degrees. When she passed
away. Doesn't really matter whether they gave her water or not. What kind of nut puts a person in a cage out in this 107-degree sun? What kind of sadistic weirdo does that?
Ham was incredulous the county attorney couldn't find enough evidence to bring charges. She said,
I'm incredulous, too.
It's beyond comprehension. This is the same office that has prosecuted mothers who left their babies in a couple inches of water to go outside and take a cell phone call or look at the mail. She also cited the case of Buffalo soldier Charles Long, who was prosecuted by the MCAO for negligent homicide in the 2001 death of a kid who'd enrolled in his program for troubled teens and died after being exposed to the heat and put in a bath where he inhaled water. The ADC did make some reforms in the wake of Powell's death. It was discovered the cages that were being used to control that the cages were being used to control unruly prisoners, and the ADC claims this practice has stopped. However, Ham says she's uncovered a case of a man in a Tucson facility who earlier this year was held all day and overnight in an outside cage. Some 16 prison employees, so what they say is not necessarily what they're doing. Some 16 prison employees were sanctioned in one way or another as a result of the Powell incident, and some were fired. But Ham says she believes some of those sanctioned have been reinstated. The outdoor cages are still in use, but have been retrofitted to provide shade.
Feather got a little shade.
And you get, water misters, apparently. Water stations and benches, which ironically Ham says are metal and would thus soak up the heat. She toured ABC's facilities to see the redone cages and admits the changes are positive, but too late to save Powell's life, obviously. If all the retrofitting in the world is worthless if the staff doesn't follow the policy. Powell had been diagnosed as mentally ill and was on more than one psychotropic drug that increased her sensitivity to heat, sunlight, and lack of water. All the more reason, according to Ham, that prison staff should be held accountable. But as usual, when the government guys, somebody dies in their care, at their hands, at their choice, by their choices.
Well, in this case, for a crime that hurt no one.
That's the other point. Let's talk a little bit more about prostitution here in a little bit. It should absolutely be completely legal. Don't you agree? 800-259-9231.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go. And then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.